That is correct, but I believe did we get to that at the last meeting but we had to leave?
Okay, no.
I'll ask the secretary.
There's friendly amendments made to it because of the situation that happened, that already happened to a certain extent. So I'll read the motion. Okay. Resolution in support of Frank Sterling, KPFA journalist and fellow member of KPFA LSB. Whereas Frank Sterling is a long-term journalist, programmer, and trainer of KPFA apprentices, and whereas while videotaping a rally in Antioch in September of 2021 that was a counter-protest to an event called Back the Blue, honoring the outgoing police chief who had protected police involved in police brutality, and even hired San Francisco police officer who had killed Guatemalan homeless man Luis Congora Pat, Frank Sterling was attacked and arrested and tasered twice, and journalist equipment was confiscated and was now facing charges of resisting arrest. Was then facing charges of resisting arrest. Whereas Frank Sterling has been covering the cases of police brutality and Antioch police actions for many years, and whereas this is the second time that Frank Sterling had been targeted by the Antioch police, whereas they've been targeting attacks by police of other journalists such as Brian Carmody and Jeremy Portick, and whereas police and DAs must be held accountable for such actions, whereas Contra Costa DA Diane Becton, who had run on a criminal justice reform and a progressive platform, should be held to her campaign promises, and whereas recent developments in racist and homophobic text messages being sent by Antioch Police Department members show the noxious culture within the Antioch Police Department, which show apparent intent to target black and brown people and journalists, whereas Frank Sterling has been providing nonstop coverage of this issue via video stream by on First Voice Media Chicano Park, protests in Antioch over racist text messages, special city council coverage, John Bursa's press conference related to APD text message scandal, opening of the Angelo Quinto Community Response Team, a non-police emergency response to mental health and low-level 911 calls for service, the opening of the new transitional housing at Antioch, Opportunity Village, protests in Martinez demanding accountability for racist, homophobic, and sexist text messages. Therefore, be it resolved that KPFA LSB calls for a thorough investigation by the district attorney and state attorney general Rob Bonta on whether the California Shield Act was violated by these actions. And lastly, the KPFA LSB formally thanks Frank Sterling for his tireless and brave work covering this issue and asks our general manager, Antonio Ortiz, to also do the same. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's already been seconded before. So, is there any discussion?
I'd like to motivate if possible.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. The discussion, this has to do with, this resolution we presented back in March 2022 to the KPFA LSB, and it didn't really get the benefit of a vote. In fact, we asked the previous general manager if he would support it, and he stated that we were in a party. And the KPFA, this KPFA LSB, chair allowed, somebody from public comment, to basically attack or call into question Frank Sterling's innocence. So in reality, I really think that he deserves actually an apology from those people who were involved in doing so and the chair who allowed this to happen during public comment, which supposedly you're not supposed to allow any kind of attacks against any specific members. The attack that Frank Sterling was attacked in back in 2009, that police officer who is now implicated in those same homophobic and racist text messages, and he's also the president of the Police Officers Association. So I think the KPFA LSB owes a very debt of gratitude to Frank Sterling for his on-the-ground coverage and communication with programs such as First Voice, his program First Voice Media. And this was covered also on Flashpoints and other programs. And it's really incumbent upon us to really support these kind of coverage, and that KPFA LSD stands on supporting journalists, and KPFA stand on supporting journalists who are attacked by police.
Thank you. Discussion. I see Chris Corey's hand is up.
Yeah, I just want to state for the record that I have no problem supporting Frank Sterling. I respect Frank, and I have always enjoyed working with him, but I am concerned that the amount of commentary that's contained in that motion may expose the organization to liability. I mean, I'm really nervous about stuff like this. And I understand, you know, we have a commitment to free speech, which means that we should stand up for journalists, not only our own, but journalists in general. But I am concerned that some of these, statements that were made in the motion, are, you know, would require more substantiation than I'm aware of. And that doesn't mean that they're untrue. I just don't have enough evidence to stand behind those comments. And I don't know. I mean, if everybody's comfortable with this, that's fine, but I would have to abstain from voting on this at best. Thank you.
Thank you. Fred?
Yeah, as a professional journalist of over 30 years experience, I've been a reporter, I've been a editor, I've been involved in every aspect of journalism. I carefully watched those videos, the entire video. And I have to tell you honestly that what Frank was doing there started out as journalism and ended up defending a woman who assaulted somebody else. And you can't do that as a journalist, let me tell you. Your job is to stay uninvolved, and Frank was not uninvolved. I understand why he defended her, but she punched a woman who was one of the folks that was doing this. And that's not cool. You know, journalists are supposed to document that stuff. Frank got involved. He defended her. He physically got involved. And this is what puts journalists like me at risk. I don't like the police. I don't trust the police, and everything that Milo said about the police is true. And it's true locally, it's true in Berkeley, it's true nationally. But as a journalist, you are obligated to not get engaged. And when that woman punched the other woman and then the police mobbed her, Frank jumped in. And that's completely, it puts every journalist at risk. Just like when the cops don't police their own people, they put every cop at risk. You know, and I will vote against this adamantly, and I will put my entire 30-year career on this, and I've gotten police chiefs fired.
Thank you, Fred.
Point of order.
Carol.
Yes, so it's my understanding that this motion came before the board and that the board did not make a decision about it, and that it was removed from our old business by the board at the end of 2022. So
yeah, I was going to ask you that because that was my recollection. I did not expect this particular motion to come up. I thought it was a different motion that was coming up under old business.
Yes, there was another motion, I believe, that was submitted that I put on the agenda for old business. So this is not relevant to old business. Also, I just want to say that
can you rule it out of order or say it has to be taken up under new business?
Yeah, it would have to be taken up under new business because that is accurate. And
would that not take a two-thirds vote to bring something back that the board had already decided against?
No, it was defeated. It would have to come up under new business. A parliamentarian is advising me. So
but does it take a two-thirds vote?
No. It would take a two-thirds vote to rescind it.
What I'm saying is it has to be reintroduced if they wish to do that under new business. And part of our discussion before that I'm recalling is that we already have a lot of lawsuits right now, and that it is a very verbose motion, and that was part of why we removed it, because we were concerned about a lawsuit by the police department, and it asks for management to take a position on it, which could allow the police department to say, we get to go on the air too. But the primary thing is we've already removed it.
Okay,
so.
can I say something, please?
Donna Carter's ahead of you.
Okay.
Yeah, Donna Carter, go ahead.
Okay. I hear a lot of detailing and different things, but the fact of the matter is what's great about the work that Frank does in general is that he's supporting and bringing the activist community to KPFA. And he does the work as well. And perhaps you have some legal concerns, but somehow it's coming off as if support of Frank. So I would like to offer a compromise, and that is that the motion be rewritten in a way that does not offend the legal minds here, and that we all can support Frank and vote for him, this motion and him. Thank you.
Point of order.
So we are at 2 o'clock. We're already past our time certain.
Could I say one last thing as the mover of this motion?
You may rewrite the motion and bring it to the next meeting if you wish to.
May I just say something since my name was raised so many times and I could see some people in the comments?
I second that motion to adjourn.
Okay. There's been a motion to adjourn.
Go ahead and adjourn them because what you all write in the comments someone assaulted somebody. We all went to court and no one was guilty of a crime. And I see that people are typing in the comments that it's assault and people should watch what they're doing.
Thank you. Assault. Thank you, Frank.
So go on and adjourn your meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. So all those opposed to adjourning the meeting, everyone take your hands down for the moment, please, so we can have an accurate count.
Say, put in favor first.
Please put your hands down.
Carol and Elizabeth.
Sorry.
Carol, could you put your hand down?
Yeah.
All those in favor.
It doesn't matter. Okay, so all those who are opposed to adjourning. Let me rephrase that. All those who are in favor of adjourning, raise your hand. And for count, my hand is raised.
Who's counting? Yeah, somebody counting.
Sharon, could you help me count?
Yes, sometimes. I only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What is this vote?
This vote is adjourned.
Adjourn.
So you're in the meeting. So if people in favor of adjourning the meeting, raise your hand.
I'm raising my hand. My computer's not raising it for me, though.
It won't let me.
Who's saying that?
Seven. That's Zach.
Same here. This is Lily. I can't raise my hand.
Okay, Zach and Lily are yes, but we can't see their hand.
Nine.
We have guys' hand up. We have 10 people who are in favor of adjourning.
And did
11 if you count Lily.
Did you get me in there?
Yes.
Then there were 11 with you.
Yeah, did you count me? This is Lily. I can't raise my hand.
Yes,
Thank you.
We counted Lily. We counted Zach. Yeah, we counted Zach. Zach's got his hand up. I'll just read them off. Carol Wolfie, me, Taaki, Darlene, Richard Walensky, Andrea, Mark, Don, Zach, all have their hands up, plus Lily. And who else?
Christina.
Yourself.
That's 11 people.
Okay.
Hands down. Hands down, please.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Those opposed
to adjourning the meeting, please raise your hands.
Come on, guys. I know that more of you are going to do this. I see Donna's hand up. So we've got 4. We've got Elizabeth, Daniel, Tom, the 3 litigants in this lawsuit against the Pacifica, and Donna Carter.
So that would be 11 in favor and 4 opposed. Is that right, Fred?
Correct.
And the motion carries. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for giving up part of your Saturday, everybody. I hope you all are okay and you do well and be safe out there in the world. Bye-bye.